Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, and especially to you, our confirmands. Dear Jesse, Cooper, Christian, it's been quite the journey, hasn't it? For years, you have gone through catechism instruction. Each and every week there was a quiz and a test. You've memorized passages, the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, and every section called, What Does This Mean? This past week, you took a test that summarized everything that you have been taught. And on Friday, you sat up here and you were publicly examined about your faith. So now let me ask you, are you ready to testify your faith? My confirmands know what this means, but to everyone else here, it just looks like I'm holding up a random red marker. But in my class, there were times where I would ask them questions, and I didn't want them to answer it right away. So when they did, I would hold up this red marker to stop them so that we can look at what Scripture had to say about that question. But now, Jesse, Cooper, and Christian, when I ask you, are you ready to testify your faith, this red marker goes away. You must testify your faith in the world. And I will tell you right now, that's not always easy. It's not always fun. And there are times when you may feel like, what's the point? Nothing really seems to happen. So you may be afraid to testify your faith. You may be intimidated. But on this, your confirmation Sunday, let us look to Jesus and listen to Him. For when we are focused on Him, He will help you testify your faith. Allow me to reread the words that Jesus spoke this morning. When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, He will testify about Me. When Jesus first spoke these words, He was speaking to His disciples. Very soon He will send His disciples out to be His witnesses throughout the world. But before He would send them out, He promised that He would give them the Holy Spirit. And it's interesting how Jesus described the Holy Spirit here. He called Him the Counselor. Actually, quite literally in the Greek language, this word means someone who is by your side to help and to assist you. That is why we call the Holy Spirit our advocate, our guide, our comforter, and our counselor. This is whom Jesus was promising to send to His disciples. And the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, would testify about Jesus to them. He would be their guide, their comforter, their counselor, as they testified about their faith. But when you really think about it, doesn't this seem like a wasted gift? Not in the sense that the gift of the Holy Spirit is worthless, but in the sense of who would be receiving this gift. The disciples did not deserve the gift of the Holy Spirit. Just look at them. They are a bunch of nobodies. There is nothing special about them that the world would care about them. The disciples have been taught by Jesus for 3 years, just like you have, and yet they didn't understand everything. And these disciples would constantly bicker and fight among each other about who was the greatest, and none of them were the greatest. For they all had their individual faults and their own individual sins that they had committed. They certainly didn't deserve the gift of the Holy Spirit. And Jesse, Cooper, Christian, we're no different, aren't we? We don't deserve the gift of the Holy Spirit either, especially when we look at who we are by nature. You have all been taught, and you have confessed that by nature, everyone is spiritually dead in their sins. There is no spiritual life in us by nature. There is no spiritual goodness. You have been taught and you have confessed that by nature, we are enemies of God. We wanted nothing to do with Him, and we would only be defiant against Him. And you have been taught and you have confessed that by nature, we find God's message to be foolish. We look at the Bible and we say, this is dumb. This is stupid. Who would believe that this is true? That's what we are by nature. And since we are dead in our sins, we are enemies of God, and we find His message to be foolish, we could not, nor would not, bring ourselves to faith, let alone testify about the faith. But purely by God's grace, which you know means undeserved love, God the Father and God the Son sent God the Holy Spirit into your lives. That happened at your baptism. And remember the blessings that we receive in baptism. Baptism offers forgiveness of sins. It delivers from death and the devil and gives eternal salvation. The Holy Spirit came to you and made you spiritually alive so that you will live a life that is pleasing to God. The Holy Spirit has changed you from viewing God's word as being foolish to viewing it as being the truth. The Holy Spirit testifies to you the truth that we are all sinners who deserve God's condemnation and eternal death in hell. But He also testifies to you the truth that you have a Savior from your sins. And that Savior is Jesus Christ, true God and true man, who became true man to live a perfect life under the law and to die for your sins, and so that His death could count for everyone. And the Holy Spirit has changed you from being enemies of God to being His precious child. God in heaven is your Father. He is your Father to be there for you, to provide for you, and to take care of you. The Holy Spirit testifies that truth to you. And Jesse, Cooper, and Christian, you have seen just how true that is. You have grown up in your faith and knowledge of Scripture. Every time we began class, we asked God to bless our study of His Word, and He has. But even though we will no longer be meeting together on Wednesday nights for catechism, continue to study His Word. Continue to be regularly here in church. For as you study His Word and as you hear His Word proclaimed to you in church, the Holy Spirit will testify the truth of your faith. And this morning, when you are invited to receive the sacrament of Holy Communion for the first time, and every time you come up here to receive the sacrament of Holy Communion, the Holy Spirit gives you forgiveness of sins, which strengthens your faith in Christ. But not only is it important for you to study God's Word and to be here in church for your own personal faith, it's also good and important for you to study His Word and be here in church so that you will testify your faith. Are you ready to testify your faith? We have to. Jesus said, and you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. But as I said to you earlier, it's not always easy. It's not always fun. Especially when you consider what Jesus said. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. They will treat you this way because of my name. There will be people who hate what you believe. When you point out sin to people, they will say to you, how dare you say that? It's being intolerant. It's being hateful. There are times when you testify your faith, they will mock you. They will say, I can't believe you actually think that God created the world in 6 days. I can't believe that you actually think that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. And there may be times when even your own friends and family members reject you and they want nothing to do with you. And so therefore you may be afraid to testify your faith. You may find this to be intimidating. And so you may not testify your faith because you are thinking to yourself, no one's going to listen to me because I'm so young. No one will respect what I have to say. You may not testify your faith because you don't want your friends to hate you and lose that friendship. You may not testify your faith because you don't want to become the laughingstock in your classroom. And you may not testify your faith because you think to yourself, the timing just wasn't right. I will do it later. Even though very often that's not what you do. These are just a few examples of how you may not testify your faith. These are just a few examples of how all of us haven't always testified our faith. But when you look at all these examples, do you notice who we are focusing on? We're not focused on the message. We're not focused on the people we're proclaiming to. We're not even focused on God Himself. We're only focused on ourselves. For in those examples, we were thinking, I didn't think the timing was right. I didn't want to be mocked. I didn't want to be ridiculed. No one is going to listen to me. And the truth is, Jesse, Cooper, and Christian, whenever you focus on yourselves, you will be afraid to testify your faith. But don't focus on yourself. Focus on God. That's what the disciples did on Pentecost. The Holy Spirit came upon them with power. The Holy Spirit enabled them to speak in languages they have never learned. The Holy Spirit made them bold to proclaim and testify their faith. And on that day, the Holy Spirit brought 3,000 people to faith because He was there for the disciples to counsel them, to comfort them, and to guide them. And the Holy Spirit will do the same for you. Maybe not in the sense that He will enable you to speak in languages that you have never learned, but the Holy Spirit is also your comforter, your counselor, your advocate, and your guide. Therefore, if you ever have doubts or questions about your faith, look to the Holy Spirit. He will testify to you the truth of what you believe and confirm you in your faith. When you are being challenged for what you believe, look to the Holy Spirit, for He will remind you everything that you have been taught, and He will actually speak through you as you testify your faith. And even if you have family and friends who reject you, look to the Holy Spirit, for He will comfort you that even though the world may reject you, God will never reject you, for you are His own and He loves you. The Holy Spirit will constantly be there to assist you and to guide you. So Jesse, Cooper, and Christian, once more I ask you, are you ready to testify your faith? Yes, you are. Just look at the confirmation passages that you have chosen. Christian, you have chosen Joshua 1 verse 9 that says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And Jesse and Cooper, you have chosen Psalm 27 verse 1 that says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? God is always with you. He is your stronghold. You don't have to be afraid, for he will be there to counsel you, to comfort you, and to guide you throughout your whole life. Therefore, go and testify your faith with God by your side. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now confess our Christian faith by using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The congregation may be seated for the offering. And during the offering, please sign the friendship register in your pew.